The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost effective. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, January 21st. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. In recent years, companies have been disclosing more about their efforts in the area of environmental, social, and corporate governance, also known as ESG. As a new administration takes office, those kinds of sustainability measures could become more available to individual investors.
The Securities and Exchange Commission may very well end up requiring companies to disclose information about ESG risks, but it's also possible that we'll see ESG factor into decisions made by the Department of Labor and other agencies as well.
So what's on the horizon for investors who want to add ESG-focused companies to their portfolio? Our reporter Emily Glazer will have some answers after the break.
The Claude 3 model family from Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. With models at every point on the price-performance curve, you no longer have to make trade-offs between intelligence, speed, and cost. Claude 3 Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Haiku is the fastest and lowest-cost model on the market, perfectly designed for high-volume, high-speed use cases. Join the thousands of enterprises who trust Anthropic to keep them at the frontier. Visit anthropic.com/Claude today.
President Biden has made it clear the environment will be a focus of his administration. Among the first actions in office were rejoining the Paris Climate Accords and revoking a key permit for the proposed Keystone XL oil pipeline. That focus is likely to affect corporate America and the push for companies to boost their initiatives around environmental, social, and corporate governance, also known as ESG. For a look at how a greater emphasis on these kinds of sustainability metrics could affect boardrooms and individual investors, we're joined now by our reporter, Emily Glazer. She's been looking into this. Emily, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
So we've heard a lot about ESG policies, but can you break this down for us? What exactly does ESG encompass?
Sure. ESG is going to be a buzz acronym that we're going to be hearing a lot more. It stands for environmental, social, and governance. And that could hit across so many different areas, whether, you know, climate change, diversity and inclusion, corporate governance, you name it, it really factors into a bunch of companies across sectors, both large and small.
So how is the Biden administration expected to approach companies and their ESG policies?
A number of folks are expecting the Biden administration to really tackle ESG, and it could come from a couple different places. The Securities and Exchange Commission may very well end up requiring companies to disclose information about ESG risks, but it's also possible that we'll see ESG factor into decisions made by the Department of Labor and other agencies as well.
Well, you know, requirements on companies are one thing, but what the market wants is another. We've seen calls for greater transparency. So how has that affected companies adopting ESG policies and initiatives?
Well, we've seen companies across sectors, but especially in financial services, oil and gas, the electric industry, and elsewhere, increasingly put out voluntary sustainability reports. And a lot of these will often include ESG factors, whether it has, you know, efforts on carbon emissions or diversity and inclusion, or even just ways that companies are reducing their own carbon footprints. But this is all voluntary, and the companies are choosing what statistics to include, what to include at all, and measuring it in their own ways. And that's quite different than a requirement from the SEC that would make this information material and have more consistency in what companies need to disclose and how they disclose it and how they measure it.
Okay, so now let's focus on individual investors. If someone wants to invest in companies that emphasize ESG, where do they go to learn more, to find a more complete set of information?
Well, ESG in terms of investing has been around for many years, and it got more popular several years ago. So this is, you know, nothing too new on the investor front. You know, some of the really big firms like BlackRock and Vanguard for years have been developing new products and focusing more on ESG in their investing. But we're also seeing it, you know, from big companies too, because they're realizing their institutional investors may not want to invest in them if they have these types of risks, because it can hugely impact, you know, company reputation, company earnings, and so on and so forth. So investors could really look for ESG funds, ESG products in a variety of places. And in fact, we spoke with the head of the International Institute of Finance, who mentioned how, you know, more and more financial services companies are developing new products that are considered green, you know, green bonds, you know, green funds. And so I think if you're looking for it, you'll be able to find it.
Now, you know, companies issue sustainability reports, but oftentimes those disclosures are short on detail. So how do you think the corporate responsibility when it comes to transparency might change in the next couple of years?
I think the companies, especially large companies and their trade groups, know that change is likely to happen. We even saw one of the Democratic SEC commissioners, Allison Herren Lee, has quite frequently and publicly said that there needs to be more on ESG. And that's just from one governmental agency. Now that there is a Democratic president, you know, we'll likely see it move in that direction. But the companies and trade groups have that I spoke with really called for more of a so-called principles-based approach. They're really hoping and lobbying and pushing already for the Biden administration and various agencies to consider how ESG could change depending on the company and depending on the sector. For instance, you know, in retail, what might be important for ESG, such as, you know, not having child labor and certainly having you know, consistent and legal labor practices, might be very different than what you see from, you know, an oil and gas company that's thinking about, you know, the environment and climate change and those factors. And so the companies and trade groups are hoping that the Biden administration will think about how it can differ across sector instead of just doing uniform rules that impact everyone in the same way.
And for investors who might not want to research individual companies, there are ETFs, exchange-traded funds, that are essentially a basket of stocks. Do we have a sense of how much money is going into these funds?
Well, it keeps growing and growing, and it's many millions of dollars. Morningstar, the research firm, has measured this year over year, and it has grown year over year. I spoke with John Hale, the head of sustainability research at Morningstar, and, you know, even though there's more likely regulations coming to U.S. companies, that is unlikely to impact what it looks like for investors. It just means that ESG factors are becoming more important for both large and small companies across sectors, and that means investors will likely see it at the forefront of the companies they invest into.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Emily Glazer. Emily, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost-effective. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.